This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold annual summit-level talks with his Japanese counterpart Sanae Takaichi in New Delhi today. The summit will provide an opportunity for both the sides to review and strengthen the full spectrum of bilateral cooperation, as well as exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Several MOUs are expected to be exchanged following the talks between the Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Takaichi. The Japanese Prime Minister arrived in New Delhi last evening on a 3-day visit to India. This is the first official visit of Prime Minister Takaichi to India. External Affairs Ministry said the visit marked an important step in taking forward the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to the wide-ranging discussions with Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi that will further deepen India-Japan's special strategic and global partnership. The Prime Minister said that through their joint efforts, India and Japan will continue to advance peace, stability and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific and beyond. The government has approved two major highway infrastructure projects worth a combined over 14,000 crore rupees. Briefing media about the Union Cabinet's decisions, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the Cabinet has approved the construction of an 8.1-kilometer-long six-lane road tunnel in Delhi on NH-148AE connecting the Dwarka Expressway with Nelson Mandela Marg in Vasant Kunj. The Cabinet also approved the construction of the 117.7-kilometer-long Kanpur-Kabrai section of National Highway 34 in Uttar Pradesh as a four-lane access-controlled corridor. The Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, Viksit Bharat G-Ramji Act 2025, has come into force across the country. Under the Act, eligible rural households will now have a statutory entitlement to 125 days of guaranteed wage employment. The government also notified revised wage rates under the VBG Ramji Act 2025 for all the states and union territories. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh said Viksit Bharat G Ramji Act is a transformative initiative that ushers in a new era of dignity, self-respect and livelihood security for millions of rural workers. Jharkhand government has issued a statewide health alert following the death of at least four malaria patients in East Singhum district. The state government has directed all deputy commissioners to take immediate measures to prevent the spread of vector-borne diseases. The health department has instructed officials to conduct fever surveys in affected areas, ensure rapid malaria testing, provide prompt treatment and admit seriously ill patients to hospitals without delay. The government issued a notice to Meta regarding rollout of the username feature on WhatsApp in India. Sources said that the Ministry of Information and Technology directed Meta to furnish a detailed explanation on the usernames feature within 3 days. The ministry also directed Meta to not roll out the usernames feature until consultation on the matter is over. The Office of the Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi informed that over 32,000 enumeration forms across the national capital have been digitized till yesterday. About 9,99,000 forms have been distributed as part of the special intensive revision of the electoral rolls in Delhi. The house-to-house distribution of electoral enumeration forms is currently underway in Delhi. The two-day Human Resource Mobility Forum organized by Ministry of External Affairs concluded in New Delhi yesterday. The forum was inaugurated by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar on Tuesday. 5 country sessions of Denmark, Germany, Italy, Japan and Russia were held during the forum. These sessions facilitated meaningful interactions between the participants on safe and legal mobility ecosystem and opportunities for Indian workforce. Venezuela's National Assembly President Jorge Rodriguez said that the death toll after back-to-back earthquakes has risen to 2,295 and more than 11,000 people were injured. He further said that almost 13,000 people had been left homeless. Venezuela's interim president, Delcy Rodriguez, declared 7 days of mourning. In the FIFA World Cup, Belgium defeated Senegal 3-2 in the round of 32 match in Seattle today. Earlier, Harry Kane scored twice in the last 15 minutes to rescue England with a 2-1 victory over the Democratic Republic of Congo in the round of 32 clash in Atlanta. And that is the end of this news bulletin.